What the fuck was that?
Welcome to What the Fuck Did I Dream Last Night? I'm Janie.
And I'm Jess. Hello!
Guys, it's been a while.
Yeah, I'm back. I'm back with a vengeance, guys.
Yeah, and we skipped a week here, but I was a zombie.
Yeah, so. Our bodies are betraying us. I feel like it's been a really rough few months. I feel like I say this like every month on this podcast.
I think it's like
my body and my mind cannot. I was tested for COVID twice this week. I was negative both times. Everyone probably thinks I'm a hypochondriac, but it's fine. It's like I got better than I got worse again, guys. So I'm sorry. And but we're back. We're back in action.
Yes. I just feel like we got some like lingering 2020 like hanging out here.
Yeah, 2020 runs like off to a rough start.
2021 it's not going to be like this brand new great year. It's just gonna be this recovery year. Like it's just gonna be there. It's gonna have ups and downs. It's just gonna be like
a long hangover.
Yes. And yeah. Like you can't just life wasn't gonna go back to normal.
Yeah.
We got some.
That's we got this great... year.
Oh.
They showed you 2021.
I hope you guys liked the last two episodes, though, where we had Joey on and then we had Drew Ackerman on. I hope you guys enjoyed those.
Thank you guys for stepping in and for coming on the show. I was cracking up. I actually really enjoyed that because I hate listening to myself personally. Like if I was like, you know, a famous actor or something, I would like never want to watch my movies and shows. And
I don't think I would watch like mine that. Either.
Well, some actors are like that. And I always thought that would like be crazy. Like, what do you mean? But not that this is anything comparable, but that's how I feel. So it was fun listening to you guys. It was a good time.
Good. I'm glad you enjoyed. I had fun with them both. They are both a lot of fun to record with, easy to record with too, like two both like easygoing guys.
Yeah, I was cracking up. I mean, it was just, and it's reassuring to know that like we're not the only people like this, like dreamers like this, because you know, we've always talked about dreams and stuff growing up. So it's just, I guess, reassuring to know that we're not the only crazy ones.
Yeah, I like how Joey said, he was like, I pitched this type of thing to my college radio station, but they didn't take it. I was like, well,
come on.
I pitched it to myself and here I am. let me think what else I have to say here. Oh, we'll have, I have a more sketch, probably by this time this one comes out, there'll be more sketches up on Patreon of our dreams that I still haven't showed you.
I'm excited to see your sketch from this one. My dream today.
I don't think I can even sketch my dream for today. I don't know.
I have like very, my dream today is so vivid. I'm so excited to talk about it. I texted her the like morning, like as soon as I woke up and was like, when are we going to record? I can't wait to do this. And I forgot about it actually, because it's been a few weeks now, a couple weeks. So I looked back on my notes and I was like, yes, I forgot what I was even going to talk about.
That's what I went back to get this dream, because I was the same way when I had this one. I was so excited to talk about it. And then, like, I was trying to find it, and I thought, like, I deleted, like, because I had it in my phone. And I have, like, I got a lot of dreams ready. Like, we could just record, like, 8 episodes right now. I'm ready to go.
All day, every day. Let's go. Yeah.
New full-time job. Supporters, we need you. not supporters. I want the sponsors. Well, supporters, too. We need y'all. We need everyone.
Everyone. Come on, come on. Yeah, I had this other dream that I made a note of, and I thought it was really interesting, but there's so many gaps in it. And I'm hoping it, like, comes back to me more fully so that I could tell you it in more detail.
I gotcha.
Maybe it will.
Yeah. So we both have long dreams apparently today. So I hope you guys are ready.
All right, you're up. You go for it, girlfriend.
So this dream. Oh, fuck. I screwed up. I was going to make this funny joke, and I even have it all typed out, but I can't even do it.
I, you dork.
Listen, because I just said this dream wasn't, like, I had this dream a while ago, and I went into detail about it, and I typed up, like, this is what I typed up. I'm going to leave this in so y'all can make fun of me. So this dream is absolutely crazy. I had it last night. The Steelers lost to the Browns in the wild card game. Like, it was 7-0 in the first 14 seconds.
That's funny.
I was all ready to make that joke.
That's funny. Yeah, the Steelers got annihilated, for those who don't watch football. And we are, that's our hometown team from Pittsburgh. And it was just really ugly. And that's the last thing we're going to say about it. You can Google it if you care to know more. But it sounded like a terrible nightmare. Just watching it, we were like, I can't believe this is real.
Yeah, but go Browns, man. Like,
I played the fifth. A couple of my friends down here are Browns fans. And they're like, I have a lot of respect for them because they're like the diehard. They're like us and like the Pirates.
Well, yes, that's Pirates, what I mean. Really, but yeah. Like,
the Pirates aren't a very good baseball team, guys. They're, again, from Pittsburgh. They have their moments, don't get me wrong, but Janie's been, like, a diehard Pirates fan. And I'm a fan, but Janie's always been a diehard Pirates fan, no matter how bad they were. And that's, like, how my Browns fan friends are down here. And I'm always like, ha-ha. But this year, they actually have a decent team, so I'm happy for them.
Listen, that's what I mean. Like, I told Trevor, I was like, you know what? Like, good for them. Like, they came out there, they won, they had it, like, they were just fired up and ready to go.
Yeah.
But, all right, now that I let you guys saw my failed joke. Okay, this dream has a lot in it. Like, I feel like there should be some kind of, like, trigger warning, but basically it's like a action movie, though.
Sweet.
So I'll put it that way. So, I'm in this hotel. And it's like a jail type situation, like a hostage situation almost. Mm-hmm, but mm-hmm. It was kind of like they were holding people in all the rooms and stuff there. Mm-hmm. And I got brought there by these people and I was sharing this room with someone. And this hotel is like, it's really nice though. I kind of got vibes that it was like an insane asylum though. Like that's the type of like,
ooh,
like hostagey, like they thought like they had like crazy people hold up in there. I don't know, like it's just I'm trying, I don't know. So sorry,
did you get that feel like you were in an insane, like were you scared or like uncomfortable, like you were in an insane asylum, or that's just like the
I was very uncomfortable because these people kidnapped me and brought me there.
Okay, well that's
like
fair.
A hostage, but
Did you like think that you were in the, like, did it just look like an insane asylum or did they like kidnap you and bring you to like an asylum?
They kidnapped me and brought me there.
I don't think I like can explain what I'm talking about. You just keep going.
Yeah, hold on. You're going to get more information about this. I'm only three sentences in to a three-page dream. So I'm looking at this computer. And they had names of everybody that was there and it was in three different columns because like the worker or guard that was there kind of like left it open. So I was like, gonna go over and let's creep. And then at the bottom, what?
This is like a movie.
I know. It's a straight up out. Exactly. Like this, someone's going to make this into a movie and I'm going to be pissed. someone better give me some money for it. So at the bottom of the columns were names of people and they were like faded out. Like they were just like a lighter like color and they were a list of people who were gone. Like died, I'm assuming. I realized that my name is next on there.
Mm-hmm.
And all the names had a letter L in front of them too. And I don't generally know what that was about, but, and I'm like freaking out to my roommate. I'm like, we have to get out of here. They're going to kill me next. Like, my name's next on this list. Everyone else's name is faded out behind me. I'm next. So the doors are locked, but there's this like huge window that this bed was up against. Mm-hmm. And outside of this wall was like a platform with another window wall.
Okay.
So I did have my phone on me, and I used it to break through the glass.
So you broke the glass with your phone?
Yeah, my dream, but yeah.
I feel like there's better things you could have done with your phone in your dream, like called for help.
But don't. But this is it's a movie.
I know.
It's a movie. It's a movie. No, I don't know. It's a dream, but yeah, I wonder if like my phone like didn't work or something, like a steel building and you have no service or something.
Well, I was little.
What am I gonna call? Like, they're gonna kill me before help's gonna get there.
I was listening to the radio the other day and they were talking about like things that will commonly happen in movies. And then one of them is like if you get lost or you're being like chased by somebody and you have no signal, by the time you get a signal, your phone will inevitably be on like 3% battery. So maybe that was the case.
Maybe. So I used the phone to break the glass to get out. And this glass was like so thick. Like it was thick glass. And I had to hit it like over and over and over again to finally break it. And I crawled through like the broken glass to the balcony and I looked down and I'm probably on like the second floor. And I see these two volunteer firefighters coming to assist with a call they got from me for breaking through the glass. So like the workers there must have called and was like, hey, someone's breaking like shit. Like, we need help. I don't know. Because meanwhile, I'm just being held hostage, but maybe I'm just psycho in my dream.
That is interesting. What? Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Like, I don't, like, am I the good guy in this dream or am I actually the bad guy in this dream?
Right. That's how you can answer my question. I get it.
Yeah, but wait till the end. I am the good guy.
Damn it.
I think so. If I remember this correctly. All right. So, I see the two volunteer firefighters coming to assist with the call they got from me breaking the glass. And I yelled to them, someone better get up here fast before I hurt myself. Like, I was, like, trying to, like, distract them so I could get out. So they look at someone that I cannot see and are like, you better go. And I was only saying this to distract them so I could jump down and run away. Because I couldn't, like, if I would have jumped down with them there, like, they would have stopped me.
Mm-hmm.
Next thing I know, I have this, like, big buff police officer behind me. And he's like, mm-hmm. Janie, you cannot go anywhere. And he grabbed the back of my neck and shoulders trying to stop me. And I escaped somehow through like more glass. I don't know why I have to keep like breaking through glass in this dream, but right now I just have to keep getting through it. So next I'm at my grandma's house with my mom and grandma and like a few other people. And mom's like, Janie, they're coming for you. I'm like, I know, like I'm on the run. Like I have to figure something out. My mom's like just freaking out. Cause she's like, they're going to come here. Like they're going to find you. So my mom went outside to smoke a cigarette and I'm legit crawling around on the living room floor, like army crawling. So no one can see me like through the windows. Next thing you know, my mom comes back in and is like, take the dogs next door. In the fenced in yard. I hear them coming for you.
This is a Jesus.
I know this is a movie. There's more. So I gather the three dogs that were at my grandma's, and my grandma doesn't have any dogs. One was a big Rottweiler, a black lab, and then a little Shih Tzu. So as I'm about to walk outside to take them to the yard so they don't get in the way of me being arrested, I guess, My grandma asked my mom, "Did you really hear them coming, Jill?" And my mom answers, "I think so. I heard a mail truck at least." So I forgot about that part. So this is so much fun doing like order detailed dreams that I forgot about. I'm going to start doing this all the time. So I take them to the fenced in area and I start to worry about my dog Mocha. I'm like, who is going to take care of her? Like, she has been locked up all day now. It's like, she definitely has to pee. Like, what if I do die? Like, who's going to take care of my dog? So I go back inside and this one friend of mine is like, come on, I know someone that can help us. They're having a little dinner at their place. We just have to take the baked beans. So, I don't know. So we go to leave and we find this good cop who's going to give us a ride. But for some reason, there's like 10 of us going now, like not just me and my friend, like there's a bunch of us. And I had to ride on the back of the trunk with two other people. And there was this rope over the trunk for us to hold on to, like it was tied. Mm-hmm. So like I'm like hugging the trunk and I'm holding on to this rope. I'm like, I'm so sore from that guy, like that other like bad cop, like strangling me and pulling me back. And the one cop was like, what? And I showed him and he was like, oh, no, that bruise is terrible. We got to get this fixed. And he rode. So the like cop, the good cop rode on the back of the trunk with me to like help me hold on because I was so sore from being injured from the other cop.
Oh my God.
So I don't know who's driving the cop car and why I couldn't be one of the people inside the car. Mm-hmm. And like, this is definitely like a red flag. Like they're going to see me. Someone's going to see me just going down the road in this damn, I don't know. Yeah. Okay. Sorry. I'm angry about my brain right now. All right. So he's helping me secure myself on there. While on the way, I just keep saying they're gonna see me and shoot me. Like I was just so afraid to get shot by them. I'm like, it's going to hurt, and then my life is over. Like I was really concerned that getting shot was gonna hurt. Like I really like remember that in my dream was like, oh my God, like I can't be on the back of this. Like it's gonna hurt so bad when they shoot me.
That's eventually like you might die.
Yeah. Well, I said, I was like, I'm like, it's going to hurt. And then my life is over. So we get to this apartment and they are all kind of looking at me like, I don't know how we can help you, but let's see what we can do. Okay. And do you remember, this is us fans, Randall's dad's apartment? Mm-hmm. Like that's where, like when he was younger. Mm-hmm. Like, that's where I was, like, in this apartment building. Mm-hmm. And there was, like, 20 people in there. I wonder if I watched This Is Us before this. I'm telling you, I need to start noting these things down.
I know. I was wondering if you had baked beans before, too.
I don't like baked beans.
I don't either.
So, everyone's eating, and my baked beans were a hit, though. And I was like, I brought two bowls of them and not just one.
Because, you know, everybody loves baked beans. It does seem to be in this dish. You either love it or hate it.
I like it. If it's there and we're having some grilled food, like, I'll take a little, like, just a little spoonful. Like,
I don't even know if I've ever, like, eaten them. I mean, I would probably, like, eat them now. But because my palate has, like, really widened compared to, you know, when I was in, like, high school. But I just can't. I got them in my cupboard. My husband loves them, but
I make them all the time for my husband too. I just have like I buy like the little cans.
He likes chili. He likes Hormel no beans chili. I think he likes baked beans too. Huh.
You know.
Anyways,
when I lived out in Wapwallapin, we had our church. This is not dream. This is my real life.
Wapwallapin.
We had our church picnic, and I had to bring baked beans. So maybe like
I had to bring baked beans in my Wapwallapin
church picnic. So maybe like that's just cycling through my head like 10 years later. And I was like, I don't even know how to cook baked beans. I feel like you need to put brown sugar and ketchup in them, though.
God. That's awful.
Oh, God bless.
Okay, anyways, sorry. I got off on that baked bean.
No.
Sorry.
Got two big bowls of baked beans here. Did I hold the baked beans on the trunk with me? Or did the baked beans get to be right in the car?
I'm just picturing you like a big old crock pot of baked beans on the back of a cop car. You got like hanging on for dear life with the rope on one arm and the crock pot on the other arm.
Oh, God. And that cop's helping me. He's driving us.
Oh, God. Maybe you're a Rottweiler. Maybe the mailman.
I'm the mailman. I don't know. I think it was a mailman, though. Oh, all right. So, I think this is the last of the baked beans talk there. Baked bean scenes are over.
Bummer.
So this one lady there is like charging me 20 cents a minute to be there, though. Like, she's charging me money to be in this apartment. And I was like, I don't understand. But like, I had it like going on my phone to show me what I owed her. Like, it just kept
like going a taxi, up. Like when you're in a taxi.
Yeah. They didn't know what to do with me. Besides, to tell me to get to this one Boulder Rock place. So I get there somehow, and I see my cop friend is there again. And I'm like, Pat, which I guess that was his name at this time. I didn't know his name before, but this part of the dream, his name was Pat. And he hugged me, and he was like, it's not safe here. That guy that did that to you is here. Like, the guy that bruised me. Ooh. He's like, go up these steps here and hide. So Pat looked like someone I knew, and he had this Nike bag, like one of those like cool jocks in high school, like gym bags.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't really know like who he was. But I currently right now, I don't even like really remember what he looked like. I just know he had blonde hair.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So I go up these natural like rock steps. Like this is just like all like this like real like rocky, it's, I don't know how to explain it, but like everything was just made out of rocks here.
Mm-hmm.
And Megan, your sister-in-law is with me now. Mm-hmm. And we get to the top of this landing, and our one friend, I'll just bleep out his name, is there. Mm-hmm. I'm really filtering through some shit here. He's like up on that landing. And he's like, what the fuck are you doing there? And I showed him my bruises, and I was like, I'm running from this crazy cop guy. He's like, oh, fuck, okay. Like, all of a sudden, everyone's, like, believing me that, like, this cop is crazy, but yet I'm still, like, on the run, and no one's, like, actually, like, helping me. So,
okay, bye.
I showed him my bruises. I was like, I'm running from this crazy cop guy. And he's like, oh, fuck. Okay. I'm like, can I go down these steps? Because they're like, you walked up these steps and there's like a landing. And then there was like more steps down here. And then like a window here. It was like all rocks. I know for you guys listening, you did not see all my hand motions. So I apologize.
Yeah, it's a lot.
He told me I couldn't go down those other steps, that they weren't safe. He like blocks it off with more like rocks and woods. So Pat comes up the steps and is like, Janie, this is bad. I don't know what to tell you to do. Then he takes off running up more steps. And then I see the other bad cop and I follow because I know they were working together and he wasn't a good guy. So my like good cop was actually a bad cop.
Ooh.
So I run after them into this like huge room, like it reminded me of a school cafeteria. And the cop that gave me bruises like on my neck and back saw me and points a taser at me and is like, get in here and sit down.
Oh.
And he kept asking me if I wanted to be tased, and I'm like, no, like Then he hands me the taser and is like, let me see if I can trust you. And I sit against this wall, like, and I'm holding his taser.
Mm-hmm.
And he starts this slideshow about how we can't be keeping these people in this, like, hotel anymore, like, where I started off. And I just started, like, crying. And he shows this one lady on this slideshow in a yellow dress who died so that I could be saved. And Pat comes over and hugs me and is like, that was my aunt. I knew I had to save you for a reason. She thought you were special.
Wow.
And that's the end of my dream.
Wowzers.
It's a movie. That's
like, it is. So, all right. I can't believe the end, like, even, like, the ending part there was, like, the scripting was, like, so detailed. And, like, you remember it.
Uh-huh.
Like, Pat's aunt thought you were special. Aw. Do you know what Pat...
Pat had to save me.
What was her name? Do you know?
I don't know. It was just Pat's aunt in a yellow dress. There was just a picture of her on, like, a slideshow.
Oh, God, I feel like I could spend an hour interpreting this, but trying to...
I didn't look up anything because it was just such a long, awesome dream, and I just loved it.
All right, so...
I feel like I got to pitch this to, like, a screenwriter.
Yeah, this is... I mean... All right, so the letter L stuck out to me. Because you said, like, the letter L was on that list.
Yeah, it was in front of everyone's name.
So... The letter L appearing in your dream. This is on Anti-Flow.
Woo-woo.
It's synonymous with loss. So it's not, huh. Did you say that those people were going to die?
Yeah, the people at the bottom of the list were dead and, like, they went from the bottom up and I was next. So I was, like, the next one to die.
That's quite appropriate.
Yeah. And I'm assuming, I mean, like,
reading the letter L in those people.
Yeah.
All right. Listen, dreams.
I just keep singing, just like the lady in the blue dress. Or is it the red dress?
I don't. Should I know that?
I got cigarettes on no breath. What's that? Yes, you should. Senses fail.
Hold on, I can't read and sing.
Blue dress. Yeah, senses fail. Lady in the blue dress.
Stop. I'm trying to interpret your dream, damn it.
Just like the lady in the yellow dress. Dreaming about a woman wearing yellow dress is family gatherings and family values. I don't even think that was a complete real sentence. You have laid the groundwork for your success. Your love or interest for them is fading. Oh, this is going elsewhere than I thought. The dream is about awareness, insight, and clear understandings in some matter. You are compromising your own beliefs and principles.
Ooh.
It's a clue for your power and influence over others. You feel unrestricted.
Wowzers.
You feel that you are being unfairly treated. This dream is portent.
That would make sense, given what you dreamed about. I think I'd say you're being unfairly treated in your dream.
True, but I always like that this is like in your waking life.
Right. I also noticed your glass was in your dream a lot. So
I had a breakthrough along glass.
So broken glass can appear in many ways in a dream. So in your case, they were broken. What is kind of like more like windows, but dreaming about broken glass can be an indicator of some broken promises, negativity in your waking life, disappointments, shattered dreams, and many other unfulfilled elements. Ooh.
This is getting depressing.
It really is, but you know,
I mean, not that my dream was happy, but.
And, you know, I think glass, like, to me, just kind of symbolizes, like, fragility, too. And so You know, it might be that you were trying to break out, you know, breaking out and then into something positive. Like,
what?
It sounds like, what? I keep hearing myself echo here, and it's driving me nuts. I don't know why.
I just thought of, apparently I'm really into music right now, and I'm going to get, like, all the copyright problems. That's okay. We're not that big. No one really listens to us.
Not me, bro.
I'm soaring. Like, we're big and free. High School Musical. Yeah.
Yeah, maybe you're trying. I don't know how that's related.
So, I just pictured, like, banging on that glass, getting it open. I'm breaking free! Damn it. I don't know how I'm going to edit any of this part of this episode.
Guys, she just dropped her phone for the second time. Or third time, I don't even know.
I've dropped it a lot because I'm just in bed. I'm just comfy and I don't have to do anything else now. I read my part. I just have to sing.
On a positive note, broken glass can be a sign that at long last you're able to get over obstacles in your life in a painful, radical way. That's what I'm saying. If you have been hurt love-wise in the past and seeing broken glass indicates that it's time to move on and change. So that's what I'm trying to think about. Like, maybe that's what I was trying to convey. Maybe you're like breaking through glass, like, boom, I'm breaking it out and like moving on to bigger and better things. Like, screw you, cop. Hello, Pat and woman in the yellow dress.
Oh, poor Pat's aunt.
And me and my three dogs and my black, or my, not my black beans, my baked beans. See? I can put a positive spin on anything.
Oh.
Wow. Yeah, I think that was just a very vivid, vivid, long, action-packed movie dream.
It was so good. Like, if this is a movie, I want to watch it again.
I really want to try to interpret it and, like, connect meaning, and I think we just need to let it be what it is.
Yeah, that's why I didn't look anything up about it.
I know. I tried, but...
Until you were Googling when I was on the second sentence. As soon as I mentioned...
Really, I know.
Ow! I had to be typing. Oh, shit. I just... Don't screw up the recording. I'll just add that footnote there. Sure.
I got excited. All right. So, my turn. So...
yes, it is.
All right, Trent. So... okay, so mine is entitled and everything. I even have emojis. What? I'm gonna show you. What the hell?
Oh, I've got emojis.
So mine is entitled The Christmas Mansion Dream.
I think that we should start titling our dreams.
Yeah, mine is The Christmas Mansion.
Okay.
The next holiday Netflix movie. So.
Look at us. Making movies.
Yeah, there you go. So, I had mine on January 2nd. Actually, New Year's. It was the night of New Year's Day. So, this is my first memorable dream of 2021, apparently.
Woohoo.
So. In my dream, I was adopted by an older couple, but I never actually met the older couple. But I was like an adult in my dream when I was adopted. And it was kind of like, I kind of thought of it like an Umbrella Academy situation. Is that what that show's called? On Netflix. Yeah. So I was apparently adopted, even though I'm an adult, by an older couple. And it was me and like six others or so. And we lived in this like duplex mansion. And I noted it was quite baller. So it was like super fancy, huge mansion, but like a duplex. So like two separate groups lived in this mansion on like either side. So like me and like my adoptive family lived on one side. And then a separate family, like a bunch of other kids lived on the other side, almost like an orphanage. And I think there were like at least four floors, maybe five or six. There are a lot of floors. Gotcha. My room was on a lower floor. But I remembered, like, I thought it was weird because, like I said, I was an adult and I was married. So, like, my husband, like, lived there with me. And, like, my mom would come, like, visit me in this mansion. And my mother-in-law was, like, staying there, too, and, like, would come visit. So I don't know. Just got
some, like, caretakers.
Yeah,
I would take some caretakers right now in my life.
Yeah, totally. But I never met them.
Oh.
So I guess I just had this, like, I have a bunch of roommates, essentially, in this baller mansion. Like, me and my husband have a bunch of roommates. And we're not paying rent. So there were a lot of people in this house, and I just wanted alone time with my husband, and I couldn't get the alone time. And I don't know. I haven't had any of these dreams.
This is like our first dream mail dream.
I know. And I don't have like many dreams like this, I guess. But this is a throwback to our first kind of dream mail episode. For those who have not listened, we had somebody tell us they had a dream where she couldn't get alone time with her husband. They were working long hours and different shifts and have a lot of children, and they just, darn it, could not get that alone time. So I think she was going, like, searching through doors and whatnot, trying to...
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah.
I got to go back and, like, look at it.
Trying to find her husband, yeah. So anyway, so I couldn't get any alone time with my husband in my dream. And mind you, we're just coming home from a week at home the night I had this dream, so it makes sense.
Yeah.
So, like, we weren't... You know, we were home with our families. We weren't in our usual home. So in the dream, I remember there was this attic room that, like, nobody really knew about and nobody really goes to. So I was trying, like, through the dream, trying to get up to the attic room, but I never actually got there. We kept getting, like, interrupted on every floor. And again, for some reason, my dreams, like, are always about moving up.
They are.
So, and I never get there. Talk about ambition anxiety. So, don't need to be a genius to interpret that one. So the upper rooms, though, it's like the higher you got, the rooms were, like, so beautiful. And it looked like a mansion, like what the queen would live in. And the Crown, the Netflix Netflix show, The Crown, was actually playing on, like, several monitors throughout the floor, just like on repeat, I guess. And then there were
monitors, but or like TVs,
like TVs, like throughout.
We called them monitors.
I don't know why. Yeah, just screens. and there were also, like, rotary phones, like those old school phones that you, like, had to turn. And I remember I was, like, standing on a balcony looking around, and it was, like, so beautifully decorated for Christmas. Like, a professional had to do it. And I was looking around, and I was like, God, does this place have butlers? Like, do we have, like, people here to help us, like, clean and decorate? Because if not, like, we're going to need some help. Like, I can't keep up with this. Like, who put all these decorations up? I can't take them down. And
Jan got this. Don't worry.
Well, my mother-in-law was, like, in that scene with me. My mother-in-law is, like, guys, she's like superwoman. I honest to God, like, I don't, she has, like, a gene pool that no person has. She always has, like, the most beautiful home and, like, beautiful decorations. And she's just Wonder Woman, and I love her dearly.
I lived at this house, like, at my aunt's house constantly, like, growing up. Like, my cousins, like, I was always staying there. And I think I saw this lady without lipstick on, like, once in my whole entire life. She also,
just so together.
She like just always is, I don't know, the one t-shirt that she wore.
She's amazing.
I got blood on it when I ran into a damn pole in their basement.
Good job.
Playing hockey. Mm-hmm. Okay.
So she was with me in that scene. So she was probably like, I got this, but she didn't. I don't know. So I never got that answered if we had butlers or
not. Like, yeah.
But on this floor, you know, I said there were all these like beautiful Christmas decorations. And the one decoration that stood out to me, there was like a tower of like big toy blocks. And then each block had, you know, say almost like looked like Jenga, if you will. And had each block had a quote adopted kid's name on it. And then I cried when I looked at it in the dream because I saw that my name was on it. And I guess I felt very happy to be included. And then next to your name,
be laughing.
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know why, but
I'm laughing.
Like why I was crying. Like shit, Sherlock. Why wouldn't your name be on it? But fear of being left out. FOMO in my dream.
Ah, jinx.
So, next to the name had either like a favorite memory, like so the adoptive couple's either favorite memory of you or like a favorite saying or like slogan, like some association with you, and they like picked it, you didn't pick it. Mm-hmm. So next to my name there was a quote and it said something like, it's like, when I wear this ring, I feel, quote, simply marvelous. And I remember those words. And then how I took it was carefree, like my prior medical assistant at my last job. I'll leave her name out of it. But like my prior medical assistant. And so basically the thing said, when I wear this ring, I feel like very simply marvelous and carefree, just like my medical assistant, we'll say Susie. Which it's funny because she's like, was very similar to me in that like a little like type A and like neurotic, like we're not carefree, like laid back people per se. So I wouldn't say like carefree like her. If I was going to say carefree like somebody, it probably wouldn't be like her. Although you know, I love her, but it's not how I would describe her.
I got
you. So I started to cry like when I read that because in my dream, I wanted to like, I guess I felt like I wanted to feel that way again. So I wanted to feel like carefree and like confident like I felt when I wore this ring. I don't know what ring this is. It wasn't like a wedding ring or engagement ring. So
one, I got like carefree living. What song is that? Like Wiz Khalifa or somebody in my head, just so you know. Okay. Second, I feel like it's Kid Cudi, not Wiz Khalifa. But second, you've been dreaming a lot about jewelry lately.
Yeah, so I'll circle back to that when I'm done with the dream. And then in that moment and part of the dream, Cam walks up to me and I'm like crying and like very sad. And he like was like walking up to me to like talk to me. And then he just like shakes his head, like walks away. And I'm like, oh, hello, like comfort me. And he's like, no, you're just drunk. You drink too much wine. And then in my dream, I was actually like holding a gift card. So it was like next to my name, like next to everybody's names, I guess, had like gift cards or whatever, almost like a gift tree. And next to my name was a Total Wine and Spirits gift card, which is like a store down here. So then the dream like transitioned at that point. And in this next scene, we were in a different room. I don't know if it was part of the mansion or not, but we were in a kitchen. And Cam thought, Oh, I was still looking for Cam at this point because I think, you know, we wanted quote alone time, wink, wink, mm-hmm. nudge, nudge. And I found him in this kitchen and he had oxygen on, like in his nose. And he thought he was sick with the coronavirus. And he was just like laying on this kitchen table, like it looked like a picnic table in a kitchen, like playing video games with oxygen in his nose, just like chilling. And he's like, don't worry, I took a blood thinner just to be safe in case it's corona, because some people have clotting problems with corona. Mind you, I'm freaked. This is like the crap I dream about, guys. Fucking insane. Wonder why I was tested for COVID twice this week. And then there was somebody who we went to high school with, naturally, was in the backyard. She was in the backyard as a wedding officiant.
Oh.
For a wedding. And I wasn't his house. Like, I don't know what the setting was, but Cam and his mom were like, yeah, somebody asked us if they could use our backyard as a venue for the wedding, like last minute because of the virus, you know, things, mm-hmm. they needed a different venue. And we said, sure. Okay. And then I woke up. So that was my random dream. And I have a lot of memory and interesting points about this dream.
I'm ready because I know you do. Listen, if you guys would have saw her, like she showed me how like it was titled, like her title was bold. Like she was all ready.
Yeah, it was. Oh, there was a part I left out.
No.
So another part I remembered. So because it was a duplex, I don't know how that got cut out. One thing I remembered looking back on in my dream, because it was a duplex, when I was like standing on that balcony, like looking around and saying like, oh, do we have like butlers and stuff? Mm-hmm. I remember looking around and there were so many doors and so many like floors. And I was like, gosh, this is a duplex. So like half, I don't know, like really half the people who live in this house, like they're not part of my group. And so then like true crime person in me kicked in and was like, I don't know all those people. Like, what if they try to sneak into my room at night or like do something like to one of us or steal our stuff? I was like, wow, I'm gonna have to really coordinate with like all 50 people in this house to like lock the doors at night and then go through and then somehow make sure all the doors are locked and that nobody like unlocks them through the night.
That would give me anxiety because I'm a door locker.
Oh, I am too. And that it's actually, I don't know where that came from. Like that part of my dream, that's right where it came from. I like triple check my doors are locked before I go to bed.
Me and Hayne got locked out of her own house when our husbands were inside her house.
Oh, that's right. Whoops. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Beer will do that. Beer and anxiety, not a great combo. So I have a lot of insight into this dream.
Peanut butter whiskey.
Oh, how was it?
Sorry.
Yeah, I can't even remember at that point what it was. Okay. So interesting points for my dream.
All right. Bring it.
So the attic room that I was dreaming about that I never got to was definitely a memory from another dream.
Oh, so, that's interesting.
Like I've already had this dream where I was like already in this attic room. And I think it was like similar to a room that our friend G used to live in, I think when she lived in like Manor or something. So yeah, that was, I don't recall like having memories of another dream in a dream before. Because in that dream, that was like a safe place. Like I remember it was like a place that you could escape to that like was secluded and nobody really went to or knew about. It was like a bonus room. In this house that we bought. So that was weird.
I don't think I've ever had that either before.
No, and like this is kind of memory. Yeah, this has kind of inspired me to look into this and then maybe do like a mini episode for the Patreon, depending mm-hmm. what I find. And then, so circling back to the ring. So a prior episode on the podcast, I talked about this earrings and jewelry and how they were kind of like mind control. If you guys haven't listened to that one. So in this dream, I had this like, this ring that quote made me feel marvelous, simply marvelous. And in the dream, this was like,
I don't know why that makes me giggle. Simply marvelous.
Simply marvelous. But I think I was watching The Crown. I was like binge watching The Crown around this point on Netflix. And there's a scene where Princess Diana is choosing her engagement ring. So I wonder if that's maybe the episode that I watched.
That, yeah, that would make sense.
Simply marvelous would be something like that they would say. But in my dream, this was one of the last like things I remembered in my dream before I woke up or before the dream ended. In my dream, I was still dreaming, but when I read, like, when I read that on the block, I literally thought in my dream, I can't wait to tell Janie. I wonder if there's any relation to my other like necklace and earring dream. So like in my dream, I was like getting excited to tell you about this connection between another dream.
That's weird. Yes. I definitely don't, I don't know if I've had that before.
No. So I don't know if I was like about to wake up.
Yeah. Like you're kind
of
like
a lighter level of consciousness and I was making those connections. I don't know. And I was like, maybe like, this is me getting ready to have the ability to lucid dream.
Yes, that's what I was thinking about.
Like three exclamation points and like question marks after it. So yeah, I don't know. So I got to look more into that. I started looking it up a little bit and it was like, there's a theory. People wonder if there's like a certain part of your brain that's committed to like dream memories. And you kind of like retrieve those memories like when you're in that level of consciousness. I don't know. I haven't really come across that much in literature.
Yeah, I've
done, and I haven't really had that happen to me before.
But it's
dreams and like continued dreams.
Yeah.
So
I've never had that happen before. And like I'm very intrigued on it. I want to look things up about it. I want to know more about that.
So maybe we'll have to do like I said, like a Patreon episode on that.
Yes.
So let's see. So at one point in my dream, I also was confused as to why I was adopted because clearly like my mom and my mother-in-law were there. But I was kind of like comparing it to, well, maybe it was like I hit the lottery or I got like a scholarship for people. Like how I got a scholarship in high school for people who had gone through like adversities and stuff. So
it almost like I said like before, it's almost like you like just found like two rich caretakers that were like taking care of you.
Like hey, yeah.
Like and it's not like
my dream. Like I was like happy in my dream. Like I remember like thinking like I don't really know why we're living here. Like.
Because I feel like there's definitely been like
undeserving in my dream. I don't know.
Yeah. I feel like everyone has thought before, like, man, I wish someone would just like, I just wish that like I didn't have this debt or I didn't have this or like my house was just clean. Like, so like, I just feel like that's a very like common, like not common, but I feel like that, like that's how I took that. Like if I would have dreamt that, I would have took it like, man, finally, I just got these magical people that just took care of all my little problems.
I say it to Camden all the time. I'm like, can we just have somebody? I just wish I had somebody to do this.
So like, that could be where that like stemmed from.
Yeah, because that would make sense. Yeah,
I wish I had a gift tree.
Yeah, I mean, my gift card was for wine.
I mean, I'd be okay with that.
So
More peanut butter whiskey.
I, I don't think I could drink that right now if I tried. So I always, try to figure out like why I dreamt this. So, that is a good kind of transition because like what you just said, that might be why, where this comes from. But I realized, actually, I don't know why.
Husband making noises?
He's way upstairs, but my husband's playing video games. Sorry, guys, if you can hear
I definitely
him.
Thought I just heard him.
Oh, yeah, you probably did. He was on or just got upset. He's playing Call of Duty, guys. So, I don't know if you can still hear.
I didn't hear that one. I know. I just heard him the one time.
He's dropping some F-bombs up there. So, I don't know why this took me a long time to figure out as far as the etiology. I put etiology of dreams. I was really into this. So, as I said, we were home like the week before this. So I had this, we drove home from Pennsylvania back down to South Carolina, and I'm from Pennsylvania. This day, and then I had this dream that night. So we were home for like almost a week. And this is the first time that we had been home for an extended period of time since my husband and I have like been married and owned a house. So, and usually when we go home, we fly up for like a long weekend and we usually have plans. So we're kind of like nomads. So we stay with like different people.
Mm-hmm.
But this time, and or else my husband and I are from the same hometown. So usually like I'll stay with my mom a night or two. Like we kind of split staying with like our families, but now my mom got rid of her spare bed. So basically we stayed with my in-laws the whole week. So this is the first time I guess I'd really done that as like a wife, if not ever. So to me, their home, like, and it's Christmas time. And like I was just saying, my mother-in-law, my in-laws do like a wonderful job decorating. Their house is just, I think it's just so beautiful. I always feel like very like homey there. And like growing up, I just always thought it was like, it's just like immaculate, beautiful home. So for me, I think even though I'm like comfortable there, it was still like the first time I was home and not like staying with my mom.
Yeah.
So I think that's kind of like why I kind of like where this dream came from, you know, like I was staying in this, like, to me, what I think compared to, I don't know, in my mind, like this, like fancy, like beautiful home, that I felt like lucky to stay in, I guess. So, and I still saw my mom, don't get me wrong, but I just didn't like
have
stuff there and stay there. So, and I also remembered, and I'm trying to figure out like, where did this dream come from and why did I have it? Could not fall asleep that night because we just drove like, you know, 10 hours. So I was like wired. And I was watching The Christmas Prince, The Royal Baby on Netflix right before bed. So I watched The Crown. I think I listened to a podcast on The Crown on my way driving down. And then I watched A Christmas Prince, The Royal Baby on Netflix right before
well,
bed.
Well, there you go. I think you just. That.
If you have not watched that, she, it's basically, yeah, it's, total guilt, but it's basically my dream. She like is from New York and goes to this like country. It's not Genovia, but something like that. Maybe it is Genovia, but some weird random country. And she becomes,
Genovia is the
that's from the other the Princess Diaries or something.
Yeah, I was gonna say the Little Princesses, but that was not correct.
I think they're called Aldovia. I think it's called Aldovia in this freaking
probably. Movie.
Are you freaking kidding me? That actually really pisses me off. Like, you kind of come up with a less, let's see, Aldovia princess. Okay, anyways.
Is it Aldovia? Now I'm invested. Now
oh,
I'm curious.
Christmas Prince and the Princess Switch.
Are these, like, real places, though? They're probably real places.
I don't think so.
Oh.
I can't get into that. Now it's throwing me another, The Princess Switch, which is another Netflix movie. I can't get into that. But basically she's from New York and she goes and falls in love with this prince. She like inherits this royal life and she lives in this mansion and her dad still lives in New York. So she like can't see him as much and she kind of feels like an outsider, but still her family. And it's impeccably similar actually. So, but it also like weirdly ties into like the week I just had before. So,
I mean, I feel like that's fair. Like it came from like you, like your brain definitely pulled from both of those elements.
Yeah. So that was my dream. And that was that. So that is a Christmas mansion dream, guys, with total wine and spirits.
I don't know why I felt like I had to clap because I didn't. Okay, normally I do what you do, like type up a bunch of things, like Googling things. But I just knew you had this one like all down. I'm like, nope, I'm just going to lay here, relax, and listen to this one.
Yeah, I mean, this was really like a mind dump from my week, I think.
Yeah.
Because even the corona part, because I thought I had corona. Like I was sick when I was home and I thought I had corona. Thank God I didn't, but. And then, you know, that was like sprinkled in at the end with Camden. So yeah, there it is, guys.
Where'd he get his oxygen from in the hotel? And not the hotel. I had a hotel in the mansion. Spare oxygen tanks.
And it was like, so he was just like so nonchalant about it. Just like playing video games on a picnic table in the kitchen wearing oxygen.
Like, you know, I think I might have this. I'm going to wear this oxygen and I'm going to take a blood thinner and we'll be okay.
I don't know. Probably me trying to doctor myself too much at home. Yeah.
I mean, I feel like that's...
That was one of those dreams. A, I'm excited to see what your sketch looks like. But B, it was like really hard for me to convey. It was such a detailed, vivid dream. And it was like very hard to explain.
I understand that because that's how mine was too.
I thought you did a very good job though.
Oh, thanks. I don't know. Yeah. You were questioning me on my line three, and I was like, oh, no. Oh, no.
Very gung-ho. I was excited. It's been a while.
It has been a while. But we're back!
Back in action.
I won't sing all the time, guys. This I don't know what's why you keep singing today.
Like High School Musical over here right now, guys. Sorry.
No, I'm singing Back Streets Back. All right!
Oh, okay. I feel like I need wrong. To. I feel like I need to give a little extension from our episode. Last one we recorded, we were talking about the Sabrina handbook. From my youth, I think so. Maybe there was one before that, but that was my earring and necklace dream.
Yes.
And I've been really into Sabrina since then because a new season of Sabrina came out on Netflix, mm-hmm. The new Sabrina. So I started watching that, but then I was just like, fishing through Hulu because I got their $1.99 monthly special. And oh my goodness, wouldn't you know, the old Sabrina is on Hulu.
So have you been watching it?
Watching the OG Sabrina. And then I realized I had been with my husband this whole time and I never told him that at one point in my life I thought I was a real life witch.
So I did you tell him?
To him? I did. He was
what did he
surprised.
Say? I was going to say, he probably wasn't. I mean, like, he's a little nerdy, like Harry Potter or too, so.
Yeah, I think he has his own, like, nerd spectrum, but I think he appreciates it. So, mm-hmm. I also confess that if I ever could be an actress in anything, I'd want to play a witch so I could just make stuff, do stuff with my hands.
I feel like that would be hard.
But I think I have the natural ability.
Oh.
Because I'm part witch.
And you took acting lessons.
Yes, I did as a child, guys. It was just a summer camp. Don't get excited.
But Hayne's excited, so you should probably get excited with her.
A little bit. All right, that's my life, guys. That's all the confessions I have. Thank you.
I don't think I have any confessions for y'all, but thanks for listening.
Yes,
thank you. Thanks for bearing with us with when we skipped a week there. Our bads.
Yeah, I think
we're alive now.
I've received my COVID vaccine, guys, so hopefully no more. Hopefully my body will stop betraying me and I will stop thinking I have COVID. Stay tuned.
I don't blame you. Like, if I worked in healthcare and I was in the hospital and stuff, I would do the same exact thing.
Yeah. Well, here we are. Hopefully it's smooth sailing this year for all of us. At least smoother sailing. For those
recovery.
Yeah. And we had a lot of stress dreams this last year. So hopefully we have some more fun dreams ahead and sure we'll still have some stress dreams, but
yep.
if you got any good dreams, please share them with us.
Yeah, send them over to our email at WTFDidIdreamLastNight@gmail.com for us to read them back to you during our dream mail episodes. You can also follow us on Instagram and Twitter at WTFDidIdreamLastNight and support us on Patreon at WTFDidIdreamLastNightPod. Something like that. I feel like I screwed up that one, but it's also in the show notes, so you can just click it there.
There you go.
But thanks again, guys.
Thank you, guys, and until next time, happy dreaming.